2 of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. It's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue a story here. We just barely had time to start in the last hour about the recycling cops. In Australia, they actually have cops whose beat it is to check out people's recycle bins to ensure compliance. What's the rest of this story, Wayne? You just barely gotten it started.
The rubbish auditors, yes. Well, dozens of recycling and green waste bins are checked 3 times a week. Residents flouting the rules have warning stickers placed on their bins and risk being slapped with a garbage collection ban. So I guess they don't take your garbage from you. Wow, that's a punishment, I guess. So
yeah, that's not so bad.
Probably
down
not.
In Sarasota, Florida, where we came from, there was fines
on your lawn.
No, there were fines involved. I got one of those stickers one time that said, if you don't comply, you're going to get fined.
You must comply.
Yeah.
But the spokesperson for the garbage agency says she defended the council's rubbish check, saying that contaminated waste ruined an entire truckload destined for compost. Oh, boy. But she agreed that unreasonable patrol time should be changed because we were talking about how a lot of these guys were going around at 1 o'clock in the morning and doing it and freaking out residents and making them think that maybe somebody was breaking into their home.
Or you got somebody with a flashlight out in front of your house at 1 in the morning. It's pretty unusual.
Right. And the spokesperson said that she was unaware previously of the contractor's 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. operating hours until two residents complained last week. The city of Monash has sought assurances the businesses will now patrol only between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. or 4 a.m. to 6 a.m.
So keeping the tyranny to very specific windows. How nice of them.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And by the way, these guys are contractors of the city. They're not even city employees, but they still accomplish the same thing.
You know, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, then it doesn't matter what the answers are. And in this case, here you have people talking about an issue, and this is likely an issue where this is happening, whatever, some little place in Australia. But the people that are talking about the issue aren't talking about whether it's right for government to be picking up the garbage in the first place or talking about whether it's right to have mandatory recycling. They're just arguing over the details of what time is appropriate for these garbage Nazis to come around and poke through their bins. That's all that this discussion is about.
Unbelievable.
It's just so vapid and meaningless. It's not even a real issue.
So they have to create specialists to inspect bins.
Mm.
You know, imagine going to a party and
what do you do?
You know, what do you do exactly?
I'm a garbage auditor.
Yeah. Wow. Now there's a good catch.
Who's more popular, the garbage auditor or the IRS agent?
Oh, it's got to be the garbage auditor. There's something interesting to talk about there.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable.
People's habits, the stuff they throw away. Yeah, you could get some interesting stories out of that. But you know what? Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there's no mandatory recycling of any sort, it's still clean here, and the air's nice, and everything's fine. Water's clean. You can drink it. Seem to be doing all right.
Some of the best-tasting water I've ever had.
Yeah, we seem to be doing okay. In fact, Penn and Teller did a great episode about landfills and recycling, and they really went into recycling and just decimated the entire concept. They pointed out a few things that, for instance, aluminum is recyclable to the point where it's profitable. Therefore, it's market-based. Therefore, it would probably continue. But all the rest of the stuff, the paper, turns out, in order to recycle paper, it actually takes more energy and creates more pollution because you have to remove all the ink and stuff from the existing paper.
And what do you do with that inky, gross sludge that you've removed from the paper?
I don't know.
I mean, not good. Something gross. The best thing to use is trees. Or actually, the best thing to use is industrial hemp.
But we can't do that.
But that's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody thinks that trees, trees. They're like they're the icon of the sort of the greeny movement out there. But they're just vegetation.
They grow.
Are people trying to save carrots?
once again, we're trying to put on these people who created the problem. We're trying to say, well, believe in them to solve it. And it's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's like saying a child molester should be a priest.
Well, these people aren't going to solve any problems. They're just going to change the hours. They harass people's garbage that they poke around through your refuse. And that won't lead to any solutions. It won't lead to any positive change, at least as far as liberty is concerned. The direction that that goes down is the direction of more state control, where before you know it, they'll have something like what they did in the Penn and Teller episode, where they played a little kind of hidden camera prank on people. They had some guy with a garbage truck looking all official, looking like he was, you know, some executive or whatever.
He had a white jacket on. And,
right,
white
and
jackets,
a clipboard.
White jackets and badges.
Yeah, and a clipboard. He had a clipboard. And so he would talk to these homeowners, and he'd say, well, we're testing out a new program, a new recycling program, and they brought out 8 to 10 bins of various different colors, everything from orange to black to blue, all over the place. And they had, you know, the dirty diapers bin, they had the plastic bin, they had the metal bin.
They were all different color, too. It was great.
Right. They had the paper bin, they had the compostable bin. I mean, they had all these different categories that nobody has to do today. And sure enough, these homeowners thinking that recycling is good.
It's good to recycle.
That's what they've been taught.
They gave them a recycle pep talk before this, and, you know, people go for it.
Yeah.
They want to do the right thing. They want to do their civic duty. And
so they were literally game for having 9 different bins out in front of their house and spending however much time it would have taken to separate their refuse out into each of these bins. I mean, it was, you wouldn't think people would go for this, and I'm sure there are people that didn't, but, you know, they showed the people that did go for it. But people went for it because they've been lied to. They've been told that this recycling thing is a good idea, and it's not. It's just a government make-work program. It costs more energy to actually recycle most of the things that you actually recycle than it does to create them from scratch, and it creates more pollution than creating the products from scratch. The whole thing is a big, it's a scam.
You know what, there are a lot of market-based things happening that I see around me. A lot of the packaging on products, even CDs, different things, you'll see that they made a really conscious effort to use recycled paper, to use less material, because some wrapping and some packaging is very wasteful.
Excessive.
And excessive,
sure.
Exactly. So those are the things I'd like to see more happen more often.
Well, that's certainly market-based and voluntary, and in which case, that's great. I think that's fine. But these government recycling programs are always backed up by threats of violence. They're backed up by fines if you don't comply. And if you don't pay those fines, then men with guns are going to come to your house. Someone's going to point a gun at you because you put some plastic in your garbage bin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or banana peel.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And Penn and Teller in their video on recycling talked about how if the marketplace were allowed to operate in the world of garbage collection, then the people that were in search of profit to take your garbage away from you would figure out ways to profit from the garbage that they had. One of those alternative ways might be somehow transferring it into some sort of alternate energy source. Another one was to simply bury it and turn those burial fields into golf courses and nice gated communities. All of these things have been done and are possible. Because the government gets in with all of its mandates, it messes up the marketplace.
It does.
A good example of this is biodiesel. You know, the restaurant cooking oil, the restaurants in many cases have to pay to dispose of it, but now people are starting to become a little more enterprising, and they're collecting it for free from the restaurants.
Yes.
And making diesel fuel out of it.
Well, that's a great modern-day example. Even better example of, you know, more historical is oil. What do you do with that gross sludge?
Oh, it was a nuisance.
Yeah, after you refine oil into gasoline, what do you do with the gross sludge?
Oh, I thought when they discovered oil. When they discovered oil, it was a nuisance.
It was a nuisance, yeah. Oh, this gooey stuff, it's all over the ground. Well, but after they've decided they could use fossil fuels for, you know, to refine it and make gasoline and all that kind of thing, what do you do with the sludge that you refined out? Well, how about the plastics industry?
Yep.
The whole plastics industry, everything. Look around you
plastic
at plastic.
Awesome.
It is made out of waste from refining oil into gasoline. The fact is, we'll never know what it is that we can do with these great things, how the marketplace can recycle stuff, because the government is involved.
Until they're allowed to actually try, until they're allowed to have those resources and figure out on their own what to do with them.
I used to know this guy who was an engineer, and he was a plant manager of this machine tool company. And they had a lot of waste cutting oil. And he used to filter it all out and use it in the furnaces to heat the place in the wintertime.
Literally, one man's garbage can be another man's fortune. If that other guy or that other individual or company is innovative enough to figure out what to do with it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of garbage, it's been a while since we've talked about hoarding. And I've got a story about it.
Yeah.
Hoarding. Pack rats. Maybe you know some of them. Maybe you are one. Maybe you were one. You want to share your story? 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them right there on the front page of the website. An entire year's worth of programming, totally free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order, from gourmet Arabica coffee beans and whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com. We go to your phone calls. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was thinking about, certain pack, like when you go to buy, like, a box of cereal or something in the open, it's only 3/4 of the way full, so they waste that much paper and plastic, and especially when I used to shop at Walmart, was the worst. You have, like, a 3-ounce piece of meat come in this great big box, in plastic-looking box, you know, and...
Mm. Yeah.
I never could understand why they had to use that much packaging material for a product.
Well, it's one of the main reasons is because you want to get that shelf space. You want to have your product be visible. And if it's smaller than, I mean, if it's as small as the amount of food in the product, then it's not going to be as large of a footprint on the shelf, and hence perhaps not as noticeable if compared to other products of a similar size. So, I mean, there's certainly a middle ground. Obviously, someone's not going to put an ounce of chips in a huge bag. But, yeah, I've seen that problem everywhere. I mean, if you go to the, whether it's at the grocery store or whether it's the snack machine, that 1-ounce bag of chips, you could easily fit 4 or 5 ounces in or four ounces of chips in, but they only put 1 ounce in there just because, you know, that's the way things are. And I guess the problem is if you wanted to try to start up your own chip company where you used environmentally friendly packaging, it'd be harder for you to compete because the other chip manufacturers would have bigger packaging and be more noticeable. So it's not like the earth is going to die because people are using big packaging or anything like that. As we were talking about before, if you just let the marketplace
operate...
It costs
money, though.
Sure, it costs money, but it's not a lot. I mean, you're talking about fractions of a cent to do this packaging. So it does cost a little bit of money, but it's not like we've got that we're running out of room to put all this waste. And again, if the marketplace is free to operate, then innovation can happen and people can figure out what to do with the waste as opposed to just burying it.
Well, at the same time, with the cost of fuel and everything, these big trucks hauling all that air down the road when they could very well be full of the product at the same time and maybe cutting the cost of the product a little bit.
It's a good point. And to be fair, though, to some of these companies out there, it probably happens more with food than anything else. But, Jeremy, thank you for the call. I'd give you an example of where, as an industry, it seems that companies have gone in the right direction of reducing packaging. The video game industry, computer games, I've seen this happen recently. Within the last decade, computer gaming packages have gone from 12 inches high by 10 inches wide to the sort of standard PlayStation-style clamshell cases, which are much, much smaller.
And some are even the little jewel packs.
The real budget buy software is in the jewel cases, but the other ones are more kind of the slim PlayStation-style cases.
They are.
It's much smaller than the original package designs that happened in the late 1990s or the early 90s. And since everyone has gone in that direction, it looks nice, and everyone's as competitive as everyone else. So there must have been some sort of industry decision there. I don't know what the decision-making process was, but I see that as a positive move in the right direction to reduce the waste.
Yeah, because you're keeping that container to put it back in after you through using it. So the less of the smaller percentage of the packaging that you're throwing away after you buy the thing, the better.
That's true. And as somebody who is somebody who at one time collected games, I would always throw away the packaging. I'd always throw away the boxes, but if it's that clamshell case, then the packaging is the box. And so you don't really have to throw anything away, but yeah, the little cellophane on the outside.
Software used to be notorious for that. You know, you buy software and you get this huge box.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, software.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming. Well, I mean, I know games. Yeah. There's other software out there. I would say probably the majority of the retail software market is probably games. And so that's why I've seen those changes.
Probably true.
I noticed the new Microsoft Office 2008, the packaging was significantly slimmed down.
And that's good, too, because it does save the company money, and those costs can be passed on. Those savings can be passed on. It's only going to be a cent or two, but it adds up. 1-800-259-9231. We got a Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey,
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, I was just calling today about one of the most important issues and problems in this facing this country today.
Okay.
And that would be contrails.
Oh, come
on. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Thank goodness. All right, so what are you really calling about?
Okay, I just got done listening to yesterday's show. I hope I'm not dredging up something you guys already talked about today, that Harry Reid interview that some libertarian guy did with...
Jan Helfeld, I believe is his name, or Jan Helfeld.
Jan,
I've not heard it pronounced, so I can't be for sure on that, but he had interviewed this senator guy from D.C., or I guess he's from Nevada, and this guy was obfuscating and using doublespeak, and he's just such a such a slimy political dude. It was just amazing listening to him.
I wanted to just reach through the radio and strangle the guy. I was so that got my blood pressure up. I was so like, and it wasn't the fault of the interviewer, but I kind of wish he would have pushed him a little harder on that and just refused to let him get away.
Well, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But, you know, it's a tough line to walk because if you push him too far, they walk out of the room and your interview's over. And, you know, the guy deserves some kudos, Mr. Helfeld, because he managed to keep his cool in front of that guy, that jackass, and he managed to keep his cool in front of him and didn't lose it, which I might have done. I
definitely would have lost. I would have said, you know, and if he dodged the question, I would have said flat out, like, look, dude, don't dodge my question.
Right.
You know, just like that and just, you know, and you're probably right. It would have just ended the interview 5 minutes quicker. But, you know, I would almost advocate him smacking him in the mouth just so he would get arrested and it would make front page news.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because nobody in general is going to see that interview outside of libertarian circles. But if he actually done something
he
like
did
that,
and I know you guys don't advocate violence, neither do I. But
that would
know,
be unlibertarian of him.
No, it definitely would. But hey, it would have made front page news. You know, just for the assault charge, and people would have heard the interview.
Either way, it was still instructional because it gives you a look into the mindset of these people that they're just lying straight out or they live some weirdo fantasy world where voluntary doesn't actually mean what voluntary really means.
Yeah, I don't think that Reid guy really believed what he was saying. You can kind of tell when people talk how they kind of dodge things. You know, if they answer straight up right away and giving the answers he did.
But no, his answer instead was, no, I don't agree with your premise. And the question, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, thank you for the call, by the way. The question was, what are taxes voluntary? Is this a voluntary system of taxation? And the senator continued to insist that it was, even after the interviewer made it very clear that there is threat of force involved and real force involved, and people are scared of the government being violent against them, and that's why they pay taxes. But yet he continued to deny that taxes are not, he continued to claim they were voluntary. It was amazing.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and change virtually anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You get off the fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
Let's talk about hoarding. It's been a while since the topic has come up on the program.
You always bring it up. You love hoarding.
Well, and now I've been waiting, actually. I've had this email sitting in the inbox for a couple months at this point. So now is the time, for no reason beyond arbitrariness. From Omaha.com, the Omaha World Herald reporting, he feels his way along a wall. Thick black smoke creates total darkness. Tugging at the water hose, heavy and awkward, the firefighter snakes forward to the point of the flames. Suddenly, behind him, a stack of clothing or newspapers falls. The path he took in from the front door is blocked. He'll have to find another way out. A window? Another door? That's the danger and the dilemma firefighters encounter when they enter a home stacked high with stuff, said Daryl Giles, assistant fire marshal for the Omaha Fire Department. Clutter in its Mideast sense means a few too many figurines on the mantle, a few too many jackets thrown over a chair, and perhaps some family tips about getting rid of stuff. But when clutter becomes serious hoarding, though, dwellings become difficult to navigate. It raises mental health and public health issues and becomes a potential nightmare for firefighters. According to the assistant fire marshal, We do encounter hoarding on occasion, and it may not be evident from the street where the fire crew assesses the location of the flames and rescue needs. A fire blamed on faulty wiring killed three people in Nebraska recently, and clutter hampered firefighters from the moment they arrived, just minutes after receiving the alarm. The front door couldn't swing open, according to the fire captain. Omaha's chief code inspector said somebody usually reports a hoarder, maybe the mail carrier or visiting nurse, on the outside or the outside of the house shows hints of the overflow inside. Sometimes you can guess because the curtains or blinds are pressed against the windows, he said. Boxing or storing items that aren't being used usually can solve clutter, but hoarding is clutter times 10. It represents way more stuff than anyone could use at any given time. Maybe stacks of containers, newspapers, magazines, unopened purchases, and clothing. Sometimes hoarders collect animals. Even a professional organizer can't take on a hoarder alone. Hoarding's a mental health problem, says Suzette Gavin of An Organized Life, an Omaha business that organizes homes. A professional organizer might be able to help with the immediate problem, but engaging a mental health professional is equally important. The National Study Group on Chronic Disorganization, a spinoff of the National Association of Professional Organizers, drew up a clutter hoarding scale to help people determine the difference between mild clutter and serious hoarding. And we've actually got that scale here. We're going to share that in a few moments. We've never heard of this before, so this is new and fresh. Tackling clutter often can be a matter of setting up three areas in each room or workspace, one for giveaways, one for garage sale, and one for trash. The HGTV show Mission Organization took that approach to help homeowners pare down their possessions. Now, they used to have a different name for that show. I think it was called Clean Sweep. And back when I lived down in Florida, my mother actually turned me on to this. One of the few things she's done for me that I appreciated over the past few years.
Jeez.
But she turned me out of this show called Clean Sweep, where these people go in, these expert organizers go into somebody's messy house, and they literally hold their feet to the flames on all kinds of crap that they don't need anymore. And they do take that that tactic of having the different piles. So what they do is they'll clean out one room. They'll just take everything out of an entire room, and they put it out on the person's front lawn, and they have three different areas, one you throw away, one you sell at a garage sale, and the other you keep. And they literally go through item by item, thing by thing, making decisions as to keep, throw it, or sell it. And it's interesting seeing people and their attachments that they have with different objects that they've come across over time.
A bunch of junk, yeah.
Right. You know, like the ginormous teddy bear that somebody won at the county fair one year and has ever since been sitting in the corner of a closet collecting dust. You know, oh, it's so cute. It's a teddy bear. I might give it to my niece someday, but you haven't. It's been 10 years, and it's been in your closet the entire time.
Gathering dust mites.
Yeah. So it's an amazing process watching people being forced, or not forced, but they're put into a position where they actually have to think about keeping or getting rid of some of the stuff that's just been cluttering up their lives for the longest time. But again, there is a difference between cluttering and hoarding. It says here, at the most extreme level, hoarders need the intervention of a range of agencies, possibly including fire and safety departments, social services, the Humane Society, building and zoning departments, the landlord, and family and legal representatives. They tend to feel overwhelmed or embarrassed about their plight and may resist seeking help, or they may be in denial. One of the experts recalled a case from a few years ago. There was a woman who had stacks of things piled 3 feet high in this 1,000-square-foot house. We got her to help clean it out. 3 years later, we were back.
I'm sure.
We try to encourage counseling with all of them because it is a, from what I can tell, it is a mental health problem where this person, this individual, will come across something and they'll believe that at some point they will need this thing. Even if it's the most inconsequential, stupid thing like an empty box. Having empty boxes around can be helpful if you ship stuff, you know, if you sell on eBay or something like that, or you're planning on selling things. So I have some empty boxes that you know, go to my electronic devices in the event that I need to move somewhere. But
if you've got a room full of empty boxes, you've got too many.
Yeah.
If you have a closet full of empty boxes, you have too many.
I'm talking about, like, you know, these people buy a flat of 24-pack of soda, and that 24-pack of soda will come in a sort of half box.
Yeah, they got to keep the flat.
Yeah, they'll keep that box, and they'll keep all kinds of old paperwork that's not necessary, and they'll stack it, and they'll stack it, and they'll stack it, and it'll get to the point, if you've ever been in one of these people's houses, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Julia's old, one of her, I guess her former boyfriend, her parents were hoarders, and or his parents were hoarders, rather. And when you would go into the house, there were paths. You would have to follow paths to get from the entryway of a room to another room.
Hmm.
You could not get to the window. There was no path to the window. There were things actually stacked inside the stove. The stove had been turned into a storage zone. And if you needed to use the stove, you would first have to remove the storage from inside the stove, put it somewhere else.
Well, my mother stored things in the stove.
She did?
Well, she felt like it was a good place to keep the cereal boxes.
Didn't she cook ever?
She had them on a baking pan, and then she would slide out the baking pan, use the
oven. Did she have no other place to put the cereal boxes?
I'm sure she could have put them on top of the refrigerator.
Okay, well, if there was somewhere else to put them, then that's one thing.
It was a cabinet, you know? I mean, she used it as a cabinet.
That's a little weird, but if she's got room to put things elsewhere, then that's a decision. That's a choice she made. Whereas these hoarders, it's the last, you know, place you can put stuff. So,
Right. Okay,
let's put it inside the stove. Stuff all over the tabletops, all over the, you know, the couch, all over everything.
There is a difficulty with this. An aunt came into the house and decided to preheat the oven.
Oh, my gosh.
And didn't know that the cereal boxes were in there. So
how long did it take to figure that out?
About the time we smelled burning paper.
Wow.
We were all in the kitchen, so.
What do you think the primary emotion behind hoarding is?
It's
fear?
Yeah, I think so. I think people are afraid. That's why they're doing it. They're scared we're going to have a
want. It's lack. I need to have these things because I'm not going to have them otherwise. I kind of have it a little bit, and for me it's thrift. I'd want to be able to have, you know, whatever it is, I want to have it on hand, you know, laziness and thrift. I want to have that thing on hand, and I don't want to have to go out and pay for something that I bought in the past. Today I had to buy a cutting device for PVC pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much had to leave most of my tools. I just had a whole bunch of tools in Sarasota, Florida that I left rather than pack them up because we were, you know, finishing up a house. I wasn't even done with the house when I moved. So the tools had to stay, and they didn't make it up here. So now I had to buy another PVC cutter, and I hate it.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that, Mark. And I think everybody, to some extent, has issues with keeping things that they don't necessarily need. And I think it's something that's worth working on. Even if you aren't a hoarder, if you don't have a problem, I think it's something worth working on, simplifying your possessions and the things that you have.
I would agree.
And we can come back and discuss that. Plus, we've got to share with you the chart, the different levels, 5 levels of hoarding. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website eFoodsDirect.com. I warn you, don't do eFoodsDirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. We have a toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Specifically curious if you have encountered any hoarders in your life. Maybe family members, maybe friends. Maybe you're a hoarder and you don't know it. 1-800-259-9231. Or maybe you do know it and you embrace it. You love your hoarding. Call in and share your stories if you've got them. We'd love to hear. Because everybody, there's a good chance you've known a hoarder in your life. And so I'd love to hear your personal story on this. And we're going to share with you in a moment the five levels of the clutter hoarding scale. Again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you could become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. It'll help support the program, get us on more radio stations, get more internet listeners, and spread the message of freedom and liberty and anti-hoarding. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. You'll get perks, too.
Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That code FTL will save you some money, won't it?
It's a good code.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com, or see their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Before you upgrade your knobs on your cabinet, clean it out. Get rid of some crap. Reduce clutter. Because if your clutter continues to grow, it'll cross the threshold into becoming hoarding. So let's talk about the different levels here. This is from Omaha.com, an article about the dangers of hoarding. I mean, hoarding is silly and really kind of weird if you look at it from the outside. But when you're a fireman trying to put out a fire and you encounter a hoarder's house, it can make it so you can't even open doors. It can make it so you can get trapped inside there. And this could actually be dangerous. And I wonder how things would be different in a free marketplace where we actually have market-based fire protection services, in that right now, everyone who pays taxes, they get the fire coverage from the government. And, you know, it works to some extent, but it could work a lot better if it was market-based and subject to competition and subject to innovation. But would there be a point at which the fire company would demand to do an inspection. I mean, if you want to get your house insured, if you want to get home insurance, they send over an agent and he takes a look around. So I think that in the world of private fire and fire insurance, you may have to have a fire inspection done in order for them to cover you. And I think that would be totally reasonable, because if I'm a fire protection company, I don't want to cover houses, or I'm going to charge a buttload of money to cover a house that's actually got a hoarding problem, because it puts my men in danger. And so, and actually charging more money for hoarders to protect their house might actually give them some financial incentive to clean up.
Yeah, I would agree. I've told the story before, but I used to drive a taxi cab between radio gigs there. Somebody had to pay the mortgage, and I was the only one living there. So I drove a cab, and it wasn't so bad. I ended up at this one lady's house who apparently was some advertising bigwig on Madison Avenue at one point in her life, but had now been relegated to a house full of crap in Sarasota, Florida. And she, she couldn't use her kitchen because all the counters were covered in stuff. Her stove was covered in stuff. Her dining room table was covered in stuff. Her living room was piled up with newspapers and boxes and things like that, to the point that she couldn't sit on her couches. Her bed was covered in crap, to the point that she slept on one, half the bed was covered in crap. The other half she lay upon.
What was the other half? What was on it?
Just, things. I really can't remember.
Random. It's always just random crap, little angels, glasses, shot glasses.
She seemed to have it, stocked up in boxes. I remember lots of boxes, lots of newspapers, lots of magazines, lots of unopened mail, the junk mail. She just wouldn't throw away junk mail.
Wow.
Did you get the sense that she had downsized at some point and had more stuff than her house would really fit?
I did not. Nothing was useful. It wasn't really useful stuff. It was just paper.
It just collects up. They'll go to garage sales and buy stuff. Well, some of them will.
And the older you are, the more you've been taught that paper's important. You must keep this paper. And the IRS makes it even worse for you, because you've got to store all your records from 7 years and then some even beyond that. So you're told, you don't pay. So you're told to keep these things. I've got mobile phone bills from 7 years ago. I do, because I'm supposed to have them.
Wow.
Well, fortunately, they're filed sequentially in a filing cabinet, and they don't take up that much space. But you can really get caught up in this. I better keep this.
We haven't even mentioned the rodent factor or the insect factor. If your house is so cluttered to the point where you cannot access certain portions of it, if you have pathways to access your home, you can't crisscross a room in various different manner, then there's a good chance there's little beasties living in there and you're never going to know about it.
Yeah.
In fact, many hoarders, they see the evidence. They see the evidence. We're talking about people that just keep boxes around. You see mouse poop and stuff inside the boxes and, still need that, but I might need it someday. I'll just wash it out. Here are the levels, the five different levels. This is professional organizers use the clutter hoarding scale to assess a home, examine four categories: structure and zoning, pets and rodents, household functions, and sanitation and cleanliness. So here you go. You can assess the house you live in or the house of your friend or family member who might be a hoarder. Level 1. Doors and stairways are accessible. Normal pet activity. Light evidence of insects or rodents. Clutter, not excessive. Normal housekeeping. Safe and healthy sanitation. No odors.
So you're talking about somebody's got a little bit of maybe extra stuff.
Yeah, just some extra crap hanging around. Kind of a normal house. Probably where most people are at. Level 2. One exit is blocked. One major appliance or part of the heating and cooling system not working for 6 months or more. Some pet odor, light to medium evidence of rodents or insects. Clutter inhibits use of more than 2 rooms. Narrowing of household pathways. Limited housekeeping. Overflowing garbage cans. Mildew in the bathroom or kitchen. Soiled food preparation areas. I'd say there's a pretty big jump between levels 1 and 2. Number 3. Visible clutter now appearing outdoors. Indoor items placed outdoors, like a TV or sofa. 2 or more broken appliances. Inappropriate or excessive use of electric cords. Light structural damage to part of the home. More pets than the Humane Society recommends.
Now we're getting into the "you might be a redneck if."
Audible, but not visible, evidence of rodents. Light flea infestation. Spider webs. Narrowed hall and stairs. 1 bathroom or bedroom not fully usable. Level 4. mold, mildew, structural damage, hazardous wiring, excessive number of pets, flea infestation, aged animal waste, pet damage, designated bedroom unusable, now, hazardous materials stored indoors, combustible materials in living area.
Before you go on, you know, there's sort of a subset of people that aren't necessarily hoarders. They're just gross. That don't throw
not clean, you mean?
Yeah. Haven't you seen this before? I've certainly heard stories of a friend of ours that you know doesn't throw things away because it's just sheer laziness. Mm. And you know things putrefy, get gross. If you never clean, if you use your shower and your bathroom and your sink every day and you never scrub them, they're going to get into a manner that's very very disgusting. So I don't think that those people are just bum slobs, you know, as opposed to hoarders. So that's something different that's sort of a subcategory or related category.
Well, there can be an overlap between slobs and hoarders, though. They're usually
they go together.
Simply cannot, manage to keep all that crap, clean.
Hazardous materials are still on level 4, stored indoors, combustible materials in the living area or attached garage, aged canned goods, no bedding, lice on bedding or furnishings, no clean dishes. Level 5, the final level of the hoarder. Structural damage, no electricity or water service, standing water in the basement, hazardous materials storage exceeding local limits, pets dangerous to occupants, rodents in sight, mosquito or insect infestation, critter infestation, bats, raccoons, snakes, kitchen and bathroom unusable due to clutter, clients sleeping elsewhere, human defecation, rotting food, canned goods with buckled tops and sides. So there you go.
Mm.
A friend of mine bought a house like that.
Really? Yeah. Hopefully he bought it cheap.
Yeah.
So he got fire insurance.
So he had to clean it out when he moved in?
Yes.
That must have been a nightmare.
And he knows who he is.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to comment here, you don't have a hoarding story for us? I'm shocked. I'm shocked and appalled that no one has called in with a good hoarding story.
You just love to talk about people and their hoarding. My favorite is the pet hoarders. You know, the people that just think it's a good idea. They've got
cat ladies.
They've got 16 cats, and it's just a good idea to get another one. Because they wouldn't, you know, and they eat their little decomposing bodies. Yeah. You know, the cats finally consume them.
Well, it's important to clean your, to keep yourself, I think it's important to keep your living surroundings clean and orderly, because if you let it get out of control, this is where you will end up. If you just keep let it cluttering and cluttering and cluttering, you will end up as a hoarder. And so it is something that takes effort. It is something that in many cases can be difficult, getting rid of some things that you might have been attached to for a long time, but there are certain techniques that you can use to help make it easier and help make it more manageable and understandable. We can continue the discussion, and if you've got a hoarding story, you can share it with us at 800-259-9231. Were you a hoarder, but you've cleaned up your life? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Minecraft.